It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. We're at 941 right now. Still got the clouds and 58 degrees. Our talk around Monday continues here. Boy, been a lot of great information here this hour. We're going to continue on talking Twin Town Artist Series. And every once in a while, I get a chance to talk with this young lady, Norma. Step up to the microphone and tell us about Twin Town Artist Series. First of all, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
It's always great to see you.
Thank you.
Because you're the only other one I can talk classical music with.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what we've been discussing, and everything from Pavarotti to... I've got Mozart to get me started every morning now through the month of April. I'm going to switch over in May, but I don't know to who yet.
Hard act to follow.
I know, right? Well, Twin Town Artist Series, we were talking about this. You have been with the group for over 30 years?
Correct.
And the thing that I hear a lot of people come in and just rave about, the entertainment that you bring us. The quality is the word. The quality really is the word.
Yes.
And you've got something coming up here. Tell us about this.
Yes. Well, of course, we're starting our new season soon. Mm-hmm. We're ending one season and ready to entice you to sign up for the fall schedule, which will be wonderful as well. I think some people are confused about what the concert series is all about. Mm-hmm. We have a board of directors. We gather together and put our heads together and consult with the company, and they give us ideas about what should we have this year, what do we have available that will come to your wonderful area here, which we're very proud of. And we deserve good music as well as the big cities.
You bet we do.
Yes, we do. And often the artists that we select, we see advertised appearing in Fargo or nearby places, little bigger cities. Mm-hmm. And their fee is higher for one performance than we have for all four of
no
us.
No kidding.
Yes.
Okay.
Very reasonable. It is a membership. You buy a season ticket, and that's good for four performances. We try to go two in the spring and two in the fall, so those that travel during the winter won't miss out. Another wonderful thing that we have going is you cannot make a concert due to some other obligation. You can hand that ticket to a friend and say, here, use my ticket, mm-hmm. go. And after you've been to a concert, you probably will buy your own membership soon.
Right.
Yeah. The last concert we had was one of my favorites. We had an gentleman who was exceptional. He was, if some of you... senior citizens might remember a man who's more of a country western singer whose name was Floyd Kramer.
Right.
And this artist was his grandson.
No kidding.
Yeah, Jeremy Stoll. And I enjoyed it. I think it's perhaps one of my most favorite concerts over all the years I've been going. Piano. Some golden oldies, some newer ones with good artists.
He mixed it up.
Yes, he did indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And talked about his grandfather's musical rise to fame. I bought one of his CDs. Most of our artists have CDs, mm-hmm. and they're for sale. And I bought this one. In fact, that's what I listened to from my drive from Winemere into Wahpeton.
I love it.
Oh, incredible. Just incredible. And I think people also should be aware that these are professionals, and they've traveled all over, even places like Europe and other countries besides the United States. They're on the road constantly. They are dedicated artists, and they're always grateful to be here because we have this wonderful facility to present our concerts.
The Bremerbank Theater out at the college, correct?
Yes, we're at Science School Auditorium, which is most comfortable. There are seats reserved for those who don't care to negotiate the steps.
Right.
You can hear everywhere. You can see.
Great acoustics.
Wonderful place to be. For those that might be handicapped, there's ample room for your wheelchair or walker. I think these programs are for all the people. They appeal to young and old.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, some of us who might be senior citizens like to listen to some of the oldies, but also the newer songs. For the opening season, I was very pleased that it was patriotic in its presentation. It was dedicated to those that had served in the wars. They acknowledged each branch of service, had them stand up, and we applauded. But their whole program was based mostly on the Second World War.
Okay.
There was even tap dancing. When do you see tap dancing anymore?
Right.
A man and woman. And they were, it was coordinated just so superbly. They were just a fun program to enjoy. It just made you feel good all over. Patriotic songs. And we've had such a variety. We always have a variety. Always. Yeah, it's never the same old thing over and over.
You do mix it up. That's what people enjoy.
Yes, they do. So if you don't particularly like this, you'll like the next one or perhaps the next one. But seldom, if ever, have I heard complaints. And another great thing is that they're family oriented. You can bring anybody, and there's nothing offensive at all. It's just a good, clean entertainment.
Norma, if people are hearing this and it's like, okay, how do I pick up a season membership? How do they go about doing that?
Well, all you have to do is contact. First of all, Alan Dahlman, who lives right in town here, and he can direct you to those people in town. I can help you out, too, though I'm in Winemere. All you have to do is give me a call, and I'll give you all the information that you would need to become a member. Now, our final concert for this season is May 8th, and I think that you will enjoy it as well. All of them are excellent. But if you really want to become a member, here's maybe an easy way. Just come to the Science School, and in the lobby, memberships will be available.
Oh, perfect. You make it easy.
You just come in. They'll be there by 6 o'clock. Concert's always at 7:30. Just walk through the door, say, I would like to join, and you will be taken care of.
I love it.
But it's such a wonderful thing for our community to have right here. We'd like to see more young people come, and we do have a family membership as well. If you're under 18 and living at home, then you can be included in a great bargain.
Right.
But young people, middle-aged people, high school, elderly, you will all enjoy these concerts. They are beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Norma, listen, we're out of time, but great to talk with you. Promise me you'll come back in here and give us an update. Let us know how everything went.
I certainly will. And I want to tell you, too, how much I appreciate that you give us the opportunity to talk about these concerts.
Why we're here.
Yeah.
Norma Cho is talking Twin Town Artist Series.
Thank you.
951 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
God bless Texas.